A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily. Some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Andy, what should we put in it today?
Well, I think we started with our inquest about last night. It was the only place to start, really.
Yeah.
Our disappointment, you'll hear about that. But we tried to put a bit of a gloss on it.
We
heard about Igor Brenko Benko. You'll hear about him. He's fascinating.
He yeah. If he exists.
He doesn't, I don't think. Tinsel, it was his final broadcast.
Yeah,
the
Tinsel
World
the
Cup.
Turkey, our predictive turkey. Yeah. He's on.
You saved him, but there was a bit of his life was in doubt, so you'll have to stay tuned for that. And Ousmane Dembele, the French star, Barcelona star as well, he's made a bit of a sensation in the World Cup for his love of Winchester City, so you'll hear about that too.
Yeah, that's it. That's all to come.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Paul. 22 minutes. 22 minutes from glory.
Well, yeah.
22 minutes from a World Cup final.
I did. We did have a bit of a dialogue during the game, and I did. I mean, how many times have all of us kind of seen that game before when your team dominates, doesn't get the second goal, and I was saying you at half time, this normally only turns out one way, an equaliser, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And then you lose momentum, and, you know, fair play to Croatia. I mean, it was amazing the way they kept pressing us right the way through into extra time, the amount of effort they put into that game. And people thought they'd be tired, but sometimes if you speak to pros, I remember speaking to a fitness coach about this, that if you, 1 year Chelsea were playing every 3 days but not training, and actually they were as fit as they'd ever been. They got stronger and stronger. And I think those two, they had the opposite effect, those 220 minutes that they had almost conditioned them to be stronger in the game. That's what I feel, because they certainly looked that way, didn't they? They certainly looked stronger and fitter than England.
They did.
And they deserved it, no question.
They had a lot more control of the midfield, which kind of helped, really, as well.
Modric is a wonderful player, which makes his comments afterwards quite disappointing and very unbecoming of such a brilliant player. I don't think anybody underestimated Croatia. I don't think anybody talked Croatia down. I don't know where they got all these perceived slights from. And, you know, you just think, football's a funny way of getting you in the karma. I'd be quite enjoy seeing him crying with tears after France had beaten them, which I might not have
You'll
done.
Be fully buried and striped. Jersey,
well, I think I will. Misquoted or whatever, but I just thought, you know, you should be bigger than that.
He wasn't misquoted. I think it was a TV interview.
You won the game, so shut up, basically. You know, you don't need to do that. And I thought the referee had a strange game as well. First half, I've written, keep it up, tune it. He's giving us everything. Yeah. Second half, he gave us nothing. And it was really, really strange.
What he wasn't doing was
handling. You can't blame him, though, of course.
I'm surprised that Lovren and Rebic didn't get cards much earlier than they actually
Lovren's
did.
Lovren's another one, and all that stuff about, oh, now you'll know I'm one of the best defenders in the world. You're not. You're clearly not.
Yeah.
Let's have a montage of all the mistakes.
That's maybe
made.
Something to say after the final, isn't it?
Really? Yeah. It's all that makes me think that I really, really want France to win. But to be fair, they're almost going to have to shoot Croatia to win. They're like, they are so tough and so determined. Their will to win is admirable.
Of course it is.
Absolutely. But, there was one point, though, last night where it was a move that didn't quite come off, and Glenn Hoddle said, that's a shame. He said, Croatia was split. I thought, and Dubrovnik.
Wait, nice.
Thank you.
I mean, the idea of some of the comments from the Croatia players, were we any different? You have to look at yourself sometimes. We beat Colombia. We didn't say unlucky Colombia. We said they were dirty, they were this, they were that. Well, yeah, but that's not that's. They would argue that that's their perception. That's our perception, that they were dirty and they tried to kick us out of the game.
Which
we gave them a send-off. What's the difference? We needn't have given Colombia a send-off. We've beaten them.
That's not the same way. Why not? Because it's not what we didn't say before the game that, oh, yes, we're so happy we've beaten them because Colombia have dissed us completely and they're going to try and kick us and this, that. We made a comment after the game about how Colombia were in the game, which was a correct comment. Here, there was some perceived slight that he reacted to that never existed. You tell me where anybody underestimated Croatia, where anybody Croatia aren't a very good side. I said to you earlier in the tournament, I think they're going to go all the way. They're a brilliant side. Perisic was wonderful. You know, I don't get that. I don't think it's becoming of a player like him to suddenly say that. I don't know where he's invented this perceived slight against them.
He may have been. It may have been besieged with "it's coming home" memes. I don't know. Maybe it was that. Maybe he was on social media a lot, and there was a perceived he thought.
Yeah, but you know, they thought they were going to win. In fact, it's fascinating how newspapers work because on the day of the game, the Sun interviewed local electrician Igor Brenko, 52.
Okay.
So he said, if your team is half as brave as you, we should be worried. He was a little bit concerned, Igor Brenko, 52.
Yeah.
But today they spoke to, this is really, really quite interesting, actually.
Not Igor Brenko, 53. No. It wasn't his birthday yesterday.
No, they spoke to around 5,000 people watched the game in Pula, I think it is.
Pula,
famous city in Croatia, as the game was beamed live. Igor Benko, 54, said...
Igor Benko, right.
Yeah, I don't know. So on the day of the game, he was Igor Brenko, 52.
Right.
Today's Igor Benko, 54. I don't even know if he exists, really.
Well, tomorrow, he could be Igor Kenko, couldn't he?
Igor,
we'll have a coffee.
Igor Benko said that he didn't think it was right of Modric to say that. No, he didn't.
Okay.
I don't think he exists.
Just make up a couple of vaguely sounding Croatian names and then attribute a quote to him would be my guess,
Andy. I think that's probably... I'd be correct.
If we go searching for Igor Benko, Kenko, Jenko, 52. We're not going to find him.
We're not going to find him
in the Pula phone book, are we?
I don't think so. We'll get one of the researchers to have a look if we can get him on.
But, you know, it's all been said, really. There's that feeling of a great missed...
Oh, can we go home?
No, yeah. Well, I think we can. But a great missed opportunity, that's what we're all feeling today. We were in the box seat in the first half.
The way it fell, you know, look, I think this is a great team. We can go on and be in tournaments and do well in tournaments. Yeah. But when are you ever going to get Brazil, Germany, Italy not even being there? You know, all the Argentina, all the good teams going out of the tournament, you know, so, and it fell for you, really. But what can you do? You know, in the end, they deserve to win.
Paul Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on Talk Sport. Sorry,
I was trying to cheer myself up.
Oh, okay, like, you were in the lift for a minute. we're going to find out later on why Ousmane Dembele, the France forward, is managing Winchester FC.
Yes, it's exciting.
It's a very strange story.
Strange story, yeah.
And we'll check in with Belgium as well, ahead of the third place playoff, see if they're as excited as we are.
President Trump's arrived. I don't know if he's listening to Talk Sport.
Yeah, I'm sure he was listening on the plane. He's just gone down the
steps. It's a shame we didn't win last night, because he would have arrived and would have seen this country celebrating and united and everything. And now you'll be driving around thinking, well, they look a bit down, these people.
You think he'll be driving around?
Well, I think hire
a Fiesta at Avis when he first lands.
Well, not driving around himself, driving. Yeah. Obviously. Okay.
He likes to have a little drive about, look out the window.
Unless he's at the wheel, you know.
Oh, you know. Anyway, among the many tweets last night from celebrities, Rob Beckett, comedian and Arsenal fan, tweeted this. I bought a ticket to the final. Well, I'm going to get rid of the expletives. I bought a ticket to the final for France versus Croatia. I spent £1,500 to watch two teams I don't like. So you've got to feel for him, of course.
You do have to feel for him.
I think quite a few people would have taken a punt.
On flights and everything. Maybe it was the only way of doing
maybe
it.
Maybe Luca was right. Mm. A few people...
Well, it was the only way, you know, you it's a risk. It doesn't mean you're assuming you're going to get there. You know you're taking a risk.
Yeah.
And if it comes off, you're happy. And if it doesn't, I mean, there are lots of people that buy flights for Champions League venues and all this sort of thing because it's much cheaper than if you leave it till you're actually in it.
This wasn't much cheaper if you were buying flights or tickets.
He's probably spent about $5,000.
Have you done the same thing, TalkSport listener? Do you or someone you know, did they take that punt as well on the final? Maybe they just completely rearranged Sunday expecting it to be the England final. But if you took a punt on England being in the final, let us know what you did. TalkSport.com/H&J. Text to 81089 and tweet to TSH&J. This is what he apparently... I don't know if this is a misprint from the paper, Andy, from the Telegraph, or whether this is what he actually said. But this was Luka Modric talking about England before the match. He said, England are very dangerous on set pieces. They have players like Harry Maguire, Harry Kane, Jones Stones.
Jones Stones?
Jones Stones. I don't know if there's a comma missing there, so it's Jones and Stones, or whether he thought John Stones was Jones Stones.
Well, maybe he is.
Yeah, all of whom are very strong, he added.
Yeah, well, good for him. And you're talking of tweets there, and you can always rely on a good old Piers Morgan for a witless remark on Twitter. And
oh, yeah, what's he done?
He did two things, really. He said, tomorrow's headline, Spurs lose us the World Cup. You know, he's not really a proper fan. He's got no empathy with those that play the game. That's what I feel about him. You know, he's a clever bloke and all that, but he wrote, it's not coming home, but we are. Oh, yeah, all right. Get the idea there. But anyway, he makes a living out of it. Do you want to say good luck to him?
Yeah. And, a very good one, I would imagine.
Well, I'd imagine he does, yeah. Really. Electrical chain HBH Woolacott's.
Yeah, well, I remember him when he played for England in 1930. What a play. HBH Woolacott
from the Pavilion
came
end.
To the wicket with them England at 104 for five. Yes, it's a great name. I've never heard of him, I've got to be honest.
Couldn't read cold even, just chipped it to middle off. Right. No, HBH Woolacott's dodged a £200,000 bill after offering customers money back on new televisions if England went on to win the World Cup. So good news for HBH Woolacott's.
Whoever they've read so many mentions.
Well, they're like Martin Harrod's carpets.
I'm sure they are. Good old Martin.
Good man. And do you want a quick birthday spread now the World Cup's over?
Oh, go on then, yeah. So this is, I've got to try and guess the vicinity, the age of this person, yeah? And how many years you're giving me either way to be out?
I think you'll know
in the nature of spread betting.
I'll give you 4 years to be out.
4 years to be out either way.
Bill, okay. I'm looking at you. Have you got Pele? Yes, he's there.
He's done well. Call up Pele after about 4 or 5 weeks off.
I felt for Pele during the World Cup, you know, but he's coming to sing, so that's very good of him.
Yeah.
Here he is, yeah. So it's a very happy birthday to the actress from Charlie's Angels, 1977 to 81, Cheryl Ladd.
Yeah.
And who can forget her tragic last-second missed penalty in the Hollywood Actors Rugby League Cup final?
Oh, that's nice.
Poor lad.
Poor lad. Yeah, that's right. That's a bit, yeah, you probably get that.
Sporting.
At a certain age. Yeah.
Well, there was documentary on it recently.
How old is Cheryl Ladd these days?
Cheryl Ladd.
Probably older than you think.
Mm, yeah.
It's a long time ago, Charlie's Angels, wasn't it? Let's say she's
77 to 81, in fact.
Yeah, let's say she's 68. What is she?
67.
Cool.
You are brilliant.
It was a toughie, that, as well.
That's good, I have to say.
Punch in the air, yeah. I am.
Well done.
I'm happy about that. I'm not happy about the quality of seafood that was laid on for the Croatian footballers pre-match. You may recall two or three days ago, Davor Šuker, the president and the former Croatian legend, said that he was planning a dinner for all the players, management and staff to make them as relaxed as possible before the England game. He said, a nice seafood dinner. Yeah. And I was hoping they're going to get some dodgy prawns.
Yeah.
Prawns.
We all were. Let's hope that happens in the final.
When we told by everybody that the Russians were supporting England, so they could have chucked a few dodgy prawns in there, couldn't they, at least?
A bit of off caviar.
Yeah.
One that's left the tin open for a couple of weeks.
Left it in the sun for a couple of hours or whatever. But thanks very much, everybody in Russia.
Oh, well, what can you do? Now, Tinsel's been with us throughout the World Cup, but I'm so angry with him. I mean, he got that so wrong yesterday. So I'm proposing that we kill him live on air. I've had enough of him.
You can't do it. The kids won't like that.
I've had enough of him.
That's so cruel. That's it wouldn't be the humane way, would it? Really?
What do you want to do with him then?
Well,
I'm sick of him. I never want to see him again.
I'm going to get... Okay, should we get him? Can we get him up now? I think we can.
I didn't know he was going to be here. I would have been a bit more temperate.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you're backtracking now. It's like when we met Paula Morgan.
When we met Paula Radcliffe.
Yeah, well, similar. that's right. When we met her, you were the one who
was
sycophantic.
I was. Yeah.
But anyway,
yes.
Tinsel is here. Hi, Tinsel. Yes,
I didn't really want to kill you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you accept that apology? No, apparently. He's never like you anyway.
No.
I'm the kind of conduit that speaks to the nation.
That's true. You saved him.
I speak gobble.
You saved him that Christmas.
You can get by and gobble. I speak it fluently.
No, but it was you that originally saved him.
Well, I originally saved him that Christmas, and he's never looked back. Now, fear not, Tinsel, because this is the last time we'll speak for this tournament. I'm sure we'll speak again if I've got anything to do with him. Not so sure about Andy.
No, I'm
just seen him buy £4 of King Edwards. That's not a good sign, really.
I propose we put him out to stud.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Did you like the idea, basically, of being a sort of stud turkey, Tinsel? Yeah. Well, yeah, he does.
Yeah, I can hear that in his voice. He sounded very excited. Yeah, he did, yeah.
If called upon, he'll take one for the team, he says.
That's that. Or you can retire. We can find you a fantastic little farm that you can retire to. Like a bit like in Babe. No, he prefers Stud. Okay, well, Tinsel, look, it's been an absolute joy.
Tinsel, you've been brilliant,
speaking
mate.
To you throughout the World Cup and around Russia when you were working out there with FIFA. So until we meet again, Tinsel, thanks for all your hard work. There we are, marvellous.
What was that? When's he getting paid?
No, he said thank you and goodbye. No, oh, really? No, thanks at all. That's what he said. Did like, his impression like Rudy of Rudy Nines. Nines. That's right. That's all he said.
Well done to him.
There we are. Speaking of a sound effect, what did you do during the World Cup? I spoke to a sound effect for four and a half
it's
weeks.
A puppet. Okay. No, we'll have him. Of course, we always speak to him at Christmas. He always comes in for the Christmas show. So we'll
see. It's always good to see him then. He's doing. I mean, what's the average age of a turkey? Because he's been with us. Been with us for about 6 years now. Hasn't he?
I know. Well, he's
got through. They measure their life in Christmases, though, don't they? He's like they don't talk about
he's like
years.
I'm going to pronounce these wrong. A Galapagos turkey, not turkey turtle.
What's a Galapagos?
No, what do they call those turtles? I always get that wrong.
Galapagos Islands are the islands. That's where the Galapagos
turtles.
Yeah, no, not turkeys, and it's not Galapagos. 10 years the average age of a turkey. So we've got four more years.
Yeah, that's good.
Four more years.
Yeah,
great. So there we'll leave it there. I think that really is enough of that.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Now, one of the more bizarre World Cup stories is that Ousmane Dembele is in the France squad, of course, and could feature at some point in the World Cup final, has been whiling away the hours in the French camp playing Football Manager. But it has emerged that he plays as Winchester FC.
It's so funny, isn't it? Wonder
it's
why.
Amazing. I don't know. Yeah, he said, I will create a club in Winchester. Winchester FC, he says. I will bring us to the Premier League. This is my new project. Spare a thought for the man that's involved in the project at the moment. Craig Davis. Hiya, Craig.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Andy. How you doing?
Hi, Craig. Yeah, good. Thanks.
So, what did you make of this when you first said that Ousmane Dembele thinks he can do a better job than you?
It's a pretty bizarre story. It sort of seems to have escalated a little bit in the last few days, week or so. There's various French journalists have been on to us. Yeah. We've had hundreds of new followers on Twitter. We're even selling replica shirts in France at the moment with our club. So it's
that's amazing.
It's quite funny. Yes. Yeah, it's quite a funny story.
It might be nice to have a little pre-season friendly with Barcelona, mightn't it? I mean, have you considered that?
I think a few of our supporters have approached Barcelona and seen if it's possible. I wouldn't mind that. That's for sure.
It's bizarre.
Do we know that? Is there any connection with? Did he go to school in Winchester?
Or got of course, a, he didn't well, go I don't to school know. In Winchester.
Has he got any,
oh, he loves the cathedral.
Does he
used
like
to work
that
in
song?
The book. Used to work in the gift shop at the cathedral. Yeah, all these things.
Is there any rumours, Craig, about why this might have happened?
No, absolutely none at all. I mean, the only difference is we are Winchester City and not Winchester FC. No. So maybe he's trying to rival us. I'm not sure. But there doesn't seem to be any link. It's just right out of the blue, you know. And you know, we're enjoying the publicity while it's there.
Yeah, you don't need him setting up a rival club, not with his money. I mean, that wouldn't be great, would it? Really, down the road, suddenly having the pick of the Winchester talent.
No, I'm not convinced our small budget would be able to compete with whatever he could small change he could use every week.
Have you heard from him directly yet, Greg? You haven't heard from you've not heard from the player. If you've invited him over, I'm sure he will get an invite, won't he?
Oh yeah, I said you know, it costs £9 to get in. I said I'll get him a free ticket.
That's good. That's nice.
So yeah, I thought he'd appreciate that.
It'd be good if Didier Deschamps released him from the final, because he's obviously not going to be in the starting 11. So he'd be available for your pre-season friendly against Hungerford Town on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it's an equally as big a game, but
yeah, it is.
And you know, 100 odd supporters will probably, you know, get his juices flowing. I'm sure he'd really enjoy that.
Yeah, would they bring him back down to earth and remind him of all the time he went to school in Winchester? Cheers. All the best, Greg. Yeah, hopefully he'll sign for you. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
There we are. Craig Davis, the manager of Winchester City FC.
The league table currently, and the season hasn't started at all, looks bad for Winchester. They're 19th.
Their name begins with W.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Yate Town. They've been relegated.
What a disaster.
That'd
be a great way to decide the league table. We've tried goal difference, yellow cards. We just do it alphabetically from now.
We're still waiting for official confirmation, but as we understand it, Antonio Conte is set to be sacked as the Chelsea boss.
Adam, thank you very much. Yeah, Andy.
Thank you for telling me that. I didn't know any of that.
Your reaction to all of that.
Yes. Well, I'd say thank you very much to him for a great title run, a great winning run during that season, some terrific football, revolutionising, I think, English football with his three at the back. So you've got to thank him for all that. The low point, of course, January to May, where he just, in my opinion, I can never prove it, but in my opinion, he was playing for the sack. He was managing for the sack. He wanted away. He wanted out. I heard that on good authority. He wanted out the previous summer. And, you know, it was very sad. The club didn't put him out of his misery. I think they would have finished top four. And I think it's, you know, it was a very, very poor period in the club's history. The very, very lowest point was City away. I was speaking to Omid about this yesterday. Where I never felt so embarrassed to be a Chelsea fan. You're 1-0 down and you're happy to take a 1-0 defeat. You don't even try and do it. You could see the players' reaction. You could see the players after the cup final. They didn't particularly enjoy winning the game like that. And you saw a bloke like Eden Hazard. You can see on his face, he plays because he loves football. He plays because he wants to attack. He wants to be in a team that attacks. And I think, hopefully, if Sarri coming in, and look, he's not won anything near as much as Conte. So he's a risk for the club, but in the end, you know, it also becomes about how you play. And there were times last season where it was just painful to watch Chelsea. It wasn't good fun. And you know, if you're not going to win the title, and while Pep Guardiola is around, you probably aren't. So what you want is for the team to play well and to be enjoyable. And yes, of course you want them to win stuff. So, you know, a lot of Chelsea fans won't think this. A lot of people will think that he should have stayed, that the club didn't back him, which I suppose is
a point.
No, they didn't. At the end of the summer, they didn't back him with the sort of player. They make some very strange transfer moves. They do this thing where they'll rather buy two £30 million players than one £60 million player, which is what the manager wanted. And when you've won the title, that's kind of what you need.
This is Alexandra that he wanted all the time. And
and instead of which they sort of wasted money and bought Emerson, who I think is quite decent, but you know, you had this thing where he just wouldn't even play him. I felt sorry for the boy. You know, he didn't even get a chance to play until Alonso got injured, suspended rather. He got a 3-game suspension. Emerson came in, looked good. Chelsea won those games, and then as soon as Alonso was fit again, that was him sideline. So, you know, I think all in all, I think the players themselves will be absolutely delighted.
Yeah.
And I think more than anything.
Did he have any? I mean, he's brought some players in, Zappacosta and others. A few of them
will be moving on, I think. That's for sure. Chelsea need to get rid of some players and they need to create a pathway. I keep saying it. You know, you saw yesterday, I don't understand the move of Kennedy. I don't get what's the point of the. If you send him out to Newcastle, he has a really good season because Rafa Benitez is a good manager who actually decided to play him in his right position, which had never happened at Chelsea. He's not a left back. He never has been. You know, he's a forward and likes to play like Hulk, like Tim Vickery told us.
Yeah.
So he goes there, he has a good time, and he comes back and you think, well, okay, now's the season for him. Get rid of Pedro, who's, you know, really was a great player but isn't anymore. You know, give a youth guy, give a guy a chance. Instead of which, they send him out on loan again. and Pedro's still there, and you think, well, what good's that? And it's the same with Loftus-Cheek. You know,
doesn't there need to be a sort of different philosophy? If it comes from the top, that the owner expects success yesterday, then you're never going to get that pathway opened up
I've spoken to the people at the Chelsea Youth Department. That's exactly what they feel. If the owner doesn't create a pathway, if he doesn't create a situation, I mean, a manager like Sarri.
So if Alan's right then, and the owner is looking, Alan Brazil has been saying on Breakfast, he thinks that...
I don't know where he's getting that from.
Well, how would you feel about new ownership?
Depends who it is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be very happy if it's China, because I think there's big problems with Chinese ownership and investing money and getting money out of China. If it was, you know, the English guy who apparently offered...
Britain's richest man.
But I'd be more sad to see Abramovich go than anybody, really, than anything, because I think he's been a great owner. I think he's been fantastic for Chelsea. He's been fantastic for English football. You know, he's brought great players in and created the situation where Man City looked at what he was doing and sort of did their thing, and that's raised the level yet again to where the league is now. I'm not saying it's down to Roman Abramovich, it isn't. There's lots of factors, but you know, he's been a great owner, and I think it'd be rather sad.
All the stuff this week was all a bit unseemly from the club's point of view. You've got a bloke turning up to take training basically when he knows he's going to get the push within 48 hours. They know he's going,
Well, because they don't
so
run
why
it.
Why are you putting the players through that?
Because they don't run it properly. They don't, in my opinion, the way they run it to save tuppence halfpenny here and there. It's a sort of poor woman's Daniel Levy, in my view. I don't agree with a lot of the things that they do. I don't agree with a lot of the transfer policy, and I don't agree with the lack of pathway. Yeah, there's a lot of things wrong, but I'm sure every fan could look at their club.
Of course they could.
You know, and say, well, that could be better, and that could be better, and that could be better.
I mean,
of course.
Bad ways to sack managers, mate. I think we wrote the handbook on it in Tottenham.
You know, so it was just very odd that having had been so trigger happy over his whole period, it was almost as if he said, I'm not going to fire this guy, whatever happens. And you know, I think Chelsea, it's cost them. It would have cost them 20 million to get rid of him and his staff last January.
Yeah.
But they would have made 30 million qualifying for the transfer league.
Champions League. No official confirmation yet from Chelsea, but our understanding is that Conte has gone. So there we are, that was this afternoon's show, and we're coming to you live tomorrow from Ousmane Dembele's old house in Winchester. Did he live in Winchester? Goodness sake.
Wasn't great, was it?
He was one of the choristers there, wasn't he? What a great question, Andy. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll have clips of the week.
Since bike insurance.
No, that's true. You've had some, over the years, we could put all your best questions together. Yeah, what happened to the glove?
Anyway,
it's a long story. We'll catch up with you tomorrow from 1.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.